Port Houston sees slight dip in cargo activity in April, expects rebound. Port Houston, one of the busiest ports in the United States, reported a slight dip in cargo activity in April, with container volumes down 10% from March. However, port executives are optimistic about the rebound in May, driven by imports and energy-related commodities. Despite the temporary slowdown, Port Houston remains one of the top export gateways for liquefied petroleum gases such as propane, butane, and methane. The port's strong vessel activity is a testament to its resilience in the face of industry challenges. The port's CEO, Charlie Jenkins, attributed the decline in container volumes to a normalization after a strong first quarter. However, he emphasized that the total tonnage remains up 3% compared to the same period last year. This suggests that the port is still handling a significant amount of cargo, despite the slight dip in April. Jenkins also highlighted the growth in export tonnage, particularly energy-related commodities such as crude oil, refined products, and petroleum gases. Export tonnage is up 19% this year, driven by larger vessels moving through the Houston Ship Channel. This trend is expected to continue, with imports driving growth in May. The decline in steel imports continues a trend that port officials have been tracking for months. Steel imports through April totaled 1.05 million tons, down 29% year over year. However, Jenkins noted that May could provide a turnaround for steel cargoes, suggesting that the industry is slowly recovering from its slump. Despite the decline in container volumes, Port Houston remains one of the top ports in the world for liquefied petroleum gases such as butane, propane, and methane. Exports of these commodities are up 33% this year, with the port handling a significant share of global demand. This underscores the port's importance in the energy sector. Container volumes at Bayport and Barbas Cut terminals declined nearly 7% year-over-year in April, but overall performance remains stable relative to recent quarters. The combined loaded container volumes through these terminals remained on average for the preceding three quarters. The good news is that import cargo is already showing signs of recovery in May, with total TEU up 1% with imports driving growth once again.